We're all familiar with the mitzvah of drinking 4 cups of wine on Pesach. However, there is a debate among the Rishonim, what about a 5th cup? So some say there's a mitzvah to drink 5 cups. That the 4th cup you should drink at the end of Challah, and the 5th cup after you do the concluding bracha. And others say no, that it's no obligation to drink the 5th cup, but it's optional. It's perhaps even recommended, but it's not an obligation. Others say it's usher to drink the 5th cup. So it depends also like which based on like what text we have, because according to the Bavli, the way we have it, Rashi and the Rashbam, there's no mention of a 5th cup at all. So they have a Pashas HaBavli to be usher to drink a 5th cup. However, there's a text from Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, the Rambam, and others that say one recite the Halal HaGadol over the 5th cup. And therefore implying it's a 5th cup. Aye, what about the Mishnah which says you're only obligated to give a poor person 4 cups of wine, implying there's no 5? So, you know, some point in Akash on that, and they'll have to explain it differently.
Hi.
Right, so that'd at least be a riot. It wouldn't be a chiyuv to have a 5th cup. So either way, that's depends on discussion the Rishonim. The normative halacha, the normative practice is we don't drink a 5th cup, we use it as kos Eliyahu. Why is it called kos Eliyahu? So the Vilna Gaon explains, because we know there are 4 expressions of Geula. I will rescue you, I will save you, I will redeem you, I will take you. And then there's a 5th one, I will bring you. So, before the 5th cup, this does remember that the 5th cup is referring to when the Mashiach will come. And Eliyahu Navi is going to come back during the time of the Mashiach. And in fact, we have a principle teiko. Tishbe Yitaret Kushas Rabayas. Eliyahu will come and answer up the kashas from past generations. So therefore, teiko, therefore, that's why it's Kos Eliyahu. Eliyahu will come along and answer our questions. What do you do with Eliyahu's cup? So the different customs. What do you do after? If you're not drinking it, so what are you going to do? So some have a custom to leave the over, cover it up. Is to save it for the next morning and you pour it back into the bottle and use it again for morning Kiddush. Chabad has a different custom. Right after the Seder, they put the cup back. Others have an interesting custom of adding, like, do you take Eliyahu's cup and use it for your 4th cup? So different opinions. There is what to discuss in terms of in academically about having a 5th cup. However, the mainstream practice seems to be that we compromise. We have a 5th cup and not drink it, and either you save it for Kiddush next morning, or you pour it back after the Seder, or you use it for your 4th cup of wine. Different minhagim on what to do with the Kos Eliyahu if you aren't going to be drinking it.